Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we are looking at the book of Revelation. We've been looking at it, and you can go back on our archive since I think it was about July the 16th. But particularly last week on Monday, we began our look deep within, where we're starting now the last 3.5 years, and we're taking a look at the Antichrist system that will be judged, and it's coming forth in the book of Revelation chapter 13. And now I'm reading from the New American Standard Update translation. And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads. And on his horns were 10 diadems or crowns, and on his heads were blasphemous names. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, Satan, gave him his power, dunamis, and his throne, and great authority. This, seeing this beast, exactly corresponds to what Daniel saw. The prophet Daniel is the only prophet that gave us the entire times of the Gentiles. Jesus said in Luke chapter 21 that at the time the second temple was destroyed, the Romans would carry off the Jews' slaves into all the world, and that Jerusalem itself would be under Gentile rule until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Daniel gives us the length of the times of the Gentiles. We looked back last week At the first it was seen by King Nebuchadnezzar. All the times of the Gentiles begin with Nebuchadnezzar's image at the Babylonian carrying off of the Jews, the golden head, and goes right down to the ten-toed kingdom. That's all the times of the Gentiles. What Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, saw in a great metallic image, Daniel saw with the eyes of God as beasts. God sees these as wild beasts. These man's attempt at ruling himself without God. And so we're going to see Daniel's first vision that he has of the beast. He actually has two of them. And Daniel chapter 7, I'm really reading from the Art Scrolls translation. It is a translation published by Hebrews, published by Jews, and it is from the Hebrew into English. They're really good. They've been reading Hebrew for years and years, and so I like to read their translations. In the first year, this is Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, no longer is Nebuchadnezzar king, this is Belshazzar. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his mind while upon his bed. He then wrote the dream, relating the major parts. Now this was like a group of people who, a council that put this book together. They were like, not the Sanhedrin, but they're like the scribes. And then now Daniel gives you the words himself. Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. Daniel exclaimed, "In my vision at night I was watching, when behold, the four winds of the heavens stir up the great sea," the great sea of humanity, "and four immense beasts come up from the sea, different from one another. The first is like a lion with eagle's wings." Now these are the empires, the four empires that are going to trod down Jerusalem until the times of the Gentile rule is over. The first beast that Daniel saw, verse 4, is a lion, like a lion with eagle's wings. The emblem of Babylon is a lion, and on this lion's sides are eagle's wings. Now, if you watch us on Believer's Voice of Victory, where I also am teaching on the book of Revelation, or if you buy some of those videotapes, the DVDs, I show pictures of the Ishtar Gates. The Ishtar Gates are made of blue tile. They were beautiful. And as you sailed into Babylon on the Euphrates, you got out and went into these gates, and you went down a long corridor to other parts of the city of Babylon. Babylon was quite a beautiful city. famous for its hanging gardens even. And along these tiles, you can see they're blue tiles, and they have like a yellow lion with eagle's wings, a walking lion from the side with eagle's wings. You may be able to go online and see these. Do the Ishtar Gates, Ishtar Gates, and you'll see the emblem there. When they took Daniel and the Hebrew children and others captives, they brought them right down that long walkway. So he would have known that the first meant Babylon. The first is like a lion Daniel saw in the night visions, verse 4, with eagle's wings. I was watching till its wings were plucked. This symbolizes the downfall of Babylon, the Hebrew sage Rashi wrote. In Belshazzar's reign, and this is not the Bible, this is commentary. In Belshazzar's reign, Babylon's power was no longer sufficient to subdue the rebellious Medes and Persians. The once proud nation had lost the grandeur and agility symbolized by its eagle's wings and its power symbolized by the lion. It was greatly weakened. Daniel said, I was watching till its wings were plucked and it was removed from the earth. Commentary, the destruction of the Babylonian kingdom. It was replaced. The golden head was knocked over. I watched, Daniel said, until it was removed from the earth, and it stood upon 2 feet like a man, and it was given a human heart. Commentary. It could no longer fly like an eagle. It did not have the strength of a lion. It had become a mere man. Human. That was the first beast he saw. Verse 5. And behold, another beast, a second one, similar to a bear. It was stood to one side. 3 ribs were in its mouth between its teeth, and thus they said to it, Arise, devour much flesh. The bear kingdom that he saw are the Persians. Rashi comments that from some Hebrew writings that they have, ancient ones, that the Persians ate and drank ravenously like a bear. And they were huge and corpulent like a bear. It was a huge kingdom. It covered much of the earth. As you read about it in the book, which tells you about Esther, you'll see these feasts that they threw, lavish feasts, for months even, where they ate and they drank. Now, this kingdom, the commentators write, did not possess great power like the Babylonians, nor did they have their agility. They were slow moving like a bear. Their kingdom eventually fell. Their suppression of the Jews was foiled through Mordecai and Esther. Now, concerning the 3 ribs, I looked at various sources and I found differences of opinion, and I can't tell you exactly what they are, and if they are a future to be fulfilled, we'll see what they are later. I don't like to make a guess if I don't know. And I don't know hardly anything, but you know what we do say that we pretty well established by the history or by the Bible itself, well, we'll say that. And if we don't know, we'll say we don't know. Then he saw the third kingdom, verse 6. After this, I was watching, and behold, another like a leopard, with 4 birds' wings on its back. The beast had 4 heads, and it was given dominion. Now, that's the scripture, and here's the commentator. Our comments, even. The leopard represents Greece. Now, let's go back over to Revelation 13:2. He sees there a beast which is a conglomerate of the beast that he saw in his night visions in the book of Daniel. John sees a conglomerate of all those empires in one beast. And its main part, its body, was like a leopard. The leopard represents Greece. The leopard of Daniel's night vision is Greece. And the leopard of John's vision of the beast conglomerate, the leopard, the main part of it is Greece. We'll see why later. Art Scrolls comments, the leopard is distinguished for its ferocity, speed, and impudence. This feature distinguished the brilliant reign of Alexander, when he conquered most of Asia in one continuous swoop. After Alexander's untimely death, his empire was split up among four of his generals. Now let's go back and read again verse 6, Daniel 7, 6. After this, I was watching, and behold, another like a leopard with four bird's wings on its back. The beast had four heads, and it was given dominion. So these four heads are going to be the generals. After Alexander's untimely death, his empire was split up, history tells us this, among four of his generals. Ptolemy, spelled P-T-O-L-E-M-Y, took Egypt. Seleucia took Assyria and Babylon. Antigonus took Persia and Asia Minor. And Philip, Alexander's brother, took Macedonia. Now, let's just see how this worked. One good example of it is in Cleopatra. She was not an Egyptian, though she was the queen of Egypt. She was Greek. She was a Ptolemy. She was a descendant of the general Ptolemy. So you can see how affected Egypt was by the Greeks' rule in there, and Assyria and Babylon by the Seleucids. They were called the Seleucids. Art Scrolls commentator. At his death, Alexander's, when his four generals carved up the empire among themselves, no single part of the empire ever attained to the glory that had been Alexander's. The fourth beast is the Roman Empire. Now, even some commentators say that he saw the first three beasts on one night, and then it was another night, a Jewish commentator says this, that he saw the fourth beast. We don't know that for sure, but we do know that the fourth beast was separate in its ferociousness from all the first three beasts. And the fourth beast is the Roman Empire, we shall just read here. After this, I was watching in night visions, and behold, a fourth beast. We'll get to that fourth beast and the Roman Empire tomorrow. Right now, this is Monday, and if you sense that you should do it, oh, I would like for you to call and register to attend our Autumn Assembly of Prayer at the Hilton Convention Center down near the landing in Branson, Missouri, starting this Thursday, going through next Monday. That's October 25th through 29th. On the 29th, we're out at the prayer mountain under a tent, and we are being thousands of prayers, really, will come from around the world and especially across America to pray just before the elections. If you can come, find out more information about it at billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim thanking you for being with us today, and be sure to come back tomorrow. Shalom, shalom.